Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Police Department is seeking assistance in identifying suspects of a recent burglary at the Tobacco Field store. Just before 4 a.m. on July 5th, Northfield officers responded to a burglary alarm at the store. On arrival, they found damage to a window and items inside the store were tossed about. An undetermined amount of merchandise was taken. Investigative Sergeant P.T. Hyder said they were just able to view the video and put images of persons of interest out to the public.
The owner of the building isn't in town, so he had to find someone that wanted to employ to figure out how to work the video system for us to even get videos and or pictures.
Those are on our website, kymnradio.net. He added that there have been two more incidents at Tobacco Field since last Thursday. A private party's offering a reward of up to $1,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the responsible parties. If you have any information, please call the Northfield Police Department. You can also be anonymous. Go to our website for phone numbers and details on how to give an anonymous tip. The Northfield City Council and the public had a chance to view multiple photos of the floods and fire that have taken place in the last 6 months at the wastewater treatment plant, which have resulted in millions of dollars worth of damage. Amid questions and concerns from residents and businesses along the Cannon River regarding the discharge of sewage, city leaders are working to solve the problems and salve the community. Regarding the report, Mayor Pownell said,
"It was an opportunity for people to see where these three major incidents, where they happened at the plant, and to show the actual piping, showed the actual buildings where they took place, the cost breakdown for replacing them, and what measures we're taking to ensure it doesn't happen again."
There will be more information on July 17th. Media and council will tour the facility on Friday, view pictures and the report on KYMNradio.net, along with more information. Councilors approved a redesign of Spring Creek Road after the original price tag for paving and upgrades between Huron Court and Superior Drive doubled to $3.4 million. Public Works Director Dave Bennett and SEH Consultant Aaron Ditzler came back with two options. Option one was $2.6 million with an urban design, which would eliminate all the retaining walls as they would shift the placement of the road by 12 feet to the east, but still build a trail. Option B is $2.1 million, which would shift the road 3 feet and consist of two different sections. The first would be a 37-foot-wide half-urban, half-rural roadway between Superior and Jefferson Parkway. There would be a 12-foot driving lane and 8-foot paved shoulder on the west half while retaining the 5-foot sidewalk. The east half would be a 5-foot paved shoulder. From Jefferson to Huron, the road would be 34 feet wide with a 5-foot paved shoulder. Ultimately, they unanimously approved option B with no trail. Pownell commented,
"When it came right down to it, the council really have heard concerns out there that the dust is really unbearable. It really forces people indoors. They don't feel like they can get out and about. It coats the houses out there. And so just to get the street paved will be a major improvement."
They plan to go out for bids this year, with some work beginning this year, but the actual paving won't happen until 2019. Pownell and Administrator Martig were in studio with a recap of the entire meeting. That's on our website. And Northfield Schools implemented a contingency fund years ago under the leadership of Dr. Chris Richardson.
And it's a certain amount of budget. It's a full-time equivalent budget that allows our administrators to address hot spots in class sizes on an annual basis.
Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said they had 6 full-time equivalent positions in the fund, but this year they'll see the largest senior class ever of nearly 360 students and a group of 340 incoming ninth graders. Fourth grade at Bridgewater will add a class, which brings the fund to just 1 FTE left. Hillman gave the board a heads up that
we may need to have a little bit more than what was planned in contingency. And again, we're just always trying to be a little bit of a step ahead so that we're being proactive and not reactive.
His entire interview is also on our website. News from around the state is next.